It's time now for our Monday morning wake-up call. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Last week, the FBI announced that authorities had rescued 168 victims of child sex trafficking and 281 pimps in a nationwide initiative to address the sexual exploitation of juveniles. In Wisconsin, 6 victims were rescued and 12 pimps were arrested. In today's Monday morning wake-up call, we'll discuss a new campaign that's getting underway to raise awareness of teen sex trafficking. And we welcome Raina Andrews, who is lead partner in Unlucky 13, a member of the Human Trafficking Task Force of Greater Milwaukee. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks a lot for being with us. So what is Unlucky 13?
Unlucky 13 is a campaign that was led by the Milwaukee County, City of Milwaukee, and of course the Human Trafficking Task Force of Greater Milwaukee, Firm Marketing, and Clear Channel Outdoor. And it's a campaign to educate the public that 13 is the average age a child begins being trafficked for sex. And it's a part of the Human Trafficking Task Force's awareness campaign. And it provides tips for parents, tips for teenagers, and warning signs to look out for. The importance of it is now that we're coming into summer and your children aren't really occupied with school, they have a little more freedom during the summertime, and the idea is to let parents know to keep a closer eye on their children because human trafficking is a big issue in our community.
Yeah, well, how big of an issue is it in Milwaukee, and if you can, Wisconsin as a whole?
Okay. So there have been cases of human trafficking identified in all 72 counties across Wisconsin. However, we've identified that the reported cases, a large number, comes from Milwaukee County. In that, I believe about 78% of the cases come from Milwaukee County. And so when you talk about the prevalence, in the FBI sting, there were 6 children that were rescued. However, the way that we're defining, let me back up. The way human trafficking is nothing new. It's just the way that we're defining it and the avenues that we're rescuing persons who have been trafficked is developing. And so we may say that, okay, there are 365 trafficked children last year in 2013. Well, how accurate is that? Because it's only what's been reported.
Right.
And so I'm always leery to actually report out numbers of how many young people are being trafficked or how many have been reported, because the way that we still define human trafficking is skewed.
Right. So you're kicking this off in summer because you say that this is there's more opportunity for I guess young juveniles, teens to be exploited and somehow lured into the sex trafficking trade during the summertime?
Oh, absolutely. Joy, there are a couple different ways that a young person will become trafficked. I would say about 41% of sex trafficking occurs through pimp control, prostitution, through escorting, and through brothels. Different parts of Milwaukee, I can speak specifically for the greater Milwaukee area. It's more prevalent to have children abducted through brothels. It's more prevalent for children to get abducted into prostitution. However, a lot of this, like 46% of the cases, will happen through online, like Backpage or Redbook or Craigslist. And it's through those online mediums that you see young people becoming more and more and more attracted to. And it's, a lot of the cases, young people are looking for love or relationships, or they think they're in relationships, and then their boyfriend or so-called girlfriend introduce them to this reckless life.
Yeah. Well, I wish we, again, had more time for this as well. It's so worth another program in the future. But how can listeners get involved in this campaign?
Absolutely. So the best thing to do is go to unlucky13.org. That's unlucky13 spelled out, .org. And if it is an emergency and if you do identify that someone has been trafficked, definitely call 911. But our non-emergency hotline for the Milwaukee Police Department is 414-933-4444.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Joy.
Raina Andrews, lead partner in Unlucky 13, which is a new campaign in Milwaukee to bring attention to the sex trafficking trade, the teen sex trafficking trade. She is also a member of the Community Relations Director's Office of the County Executive in Milwaukee. Thanks to Christy Taylor, to Robin Cherry, and to Justin Williams for producing this program. Thank you for listening. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.